Good evening. My name is Bronwyn Franklin, and I will be talking with you about the upcoming show called Voice to the Voiceless. And what Voice to the Voiceless is about is about individuals who have lived experience with mental health challenges or concerns, who have come to a place in their life where they become more self-aware, and they now understand their healing process and their traumas, and being able to talk about it and talk about the pieces that led to the traumas or pieces that helped them move and heal from the traumas. It's a way of giving people a place to be transparent, to talk about their issues and their concerns. So we're going to start this off in about 2 weeks. And in the next in 2 weeks, we will be covering doing a book discussion. And this book discussion is pretty deep stuff. The book discussion, and I'm going to give you the title of the book in just a second, is around being incarcerated in the mind. You say incarcerated in the mind. We are drugging Americans with psychotropic medication at a very high rate. We are at a point where we are medicating our children with Adderall, Ritalin, I'm not sure what else. We have adults taking Klonopin, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Zoloft, Prozac. And what is all these medications doing to our brain cells, doing to our bodies? When you have experienced trauma in your life, you've already rewired your brain cells. Your body has already started to keep a score, and it has already told you that you are always on the edge of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And we've all heard that term, fight, flight, or freeze. But then you have fawn, where sometimes you just kind of go along with it so that you can, in your mind, be safe or protect someone else around you. Fight, flight, or freeze, or fawn is a trauma mechanism. And we use it as a way of self-defense, and our body has already started to keep the score. And our brains have become rewired to be on the path to be able to think about when certain things occur, we respond. No. We react, because to react is impulsive. There's no intent behind it. Response is where you have taken a moment to process the situation and intentionally respond. Whether it's in words, actions, or deeds. when you are in fight, flight, or freeze from mode, that is a reaction to some sort of stimulation, whether it's internal or external. Because sometimes we can be in our own heads and we're having a monologue inside. And it's got us on a hypervigilant and it's raised our anxiety levels. So over the next, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have Cindy Fisher on. And Cindy is the mom of a young man who has been held in the Washington State Psychiatric Hospital. And I'll let her tell more of her story. However, Cindy was on a 40-day fast, hunger strike, protesting the hospital for the release of her son. They keep changing the date. They keep making the promises. And it goes down to compliance and what looks normal to the people who are writing the prescriptions, who are holding the pens, and who are collecting the dollars. So she is a phenomenal lady, and I really appreciate her. So we're gonna come in and we're gonna do some book discussion on, and the book is called Silent Sales, CELLS. The Secret Drugging of Captive America. And we started last week on September 4th. There was just a couple of us kind of showed up. So, and we spent about an hour and a half just talking about the introduction of this publication by the University of Minnesota. The author is named Anthony Ryan Hatch, and it was published in 2019. And it talks a lot about, and we're going to cover a lot of this hopefully in the coming weeks of the podcast. Not just mental health crisis or mental health issues, but we're going to talk about the number of people actually incarcerated in the prison in the United States. There are 2.5 million people incarcerated in the United States. We have the highest number in the world. And in those that are incarcerated in our prison systems, 50% of those individuals have a psychiatric diagnosis. Many of them did not have a psychiatric evaluation when they entered the prison system. Because, and I don't know why, but I speculate that they obtained a psychiatric diagnosis from the trauma they experienced being in prison, going to prison. And I am speaking on that from my own personal experience as being a person who was once in prison. There is a significant number of black and brown men in prison. There are some statistics out there. And I did a presentation a few years back on this a couple of times. And I called it From Second Class to Human, because we look at prisoners and people who are incarcerated as second class, less than. We look at people who have mental health diagnosis as less than. We look at that and we see that because we don't understand it. And hopefully doing Voice to the Voiceless will give us the opportunity to get uncomfortable and learn about our other fellow human beings and the things that they have experienced and are experiencing and the changes and the growth that they have made. There are over 1,700 state prisons in the United States. Out of every 100,000 residents in the United States, 700 will go to prison. We have 4,600 youth. And when I say youth, I mean under the age of 18, locked up. We always ask the question of what's wrong with people. But it's not about what's wrong with people. It's about what happened. If we take a look at what happened and figure out what the unmet need was, because there's just some basic needs that human beings need. The demographics are ridiculous of the number of people in prison in the United States. The likelihood of someone born in out of all the men born in the year 2001, one in every nine will go to prison. White men, one in 17. Black men, one in every three black men that were born that year will go to prison. One in every six Latino or brown men will go. And the statistics are pretty much the same for women. One in every 56 women, of all women. One in every 111 white women. One out of every 18 black women. And one out of every 45 Latina. Why is there such a high incarceration rate of black and brown people? So, as I said, there's 1.2 million people with mental health in prison. And there are six states that lead the way. And these are the six states that have the worst mental health system there is. They put more dollars into the prison than they do into the mental health. So people wind up funneling into mental health with felony charges, and that would be Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas, Georgia, Florida, all southern states. And I really and truly want to say former slave states. Pretty sad. When did people stop being human? We we all have had some sort of trauma in our lives. Trauma is described as an overwhelming event that impacts a person's mental and emotional stability. We are all living right now today. We've spent the last probably 18 months in a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic. That's trauma. That is traumatic. It's caused a lot of people to become isolated. It's caused a lot of people's depression to rise. It's raised the suicide numbers. It's raised the anxiety levels. More people are anxious. More people are paranoid. It's caused an array of mental health issues in every single human being on this planet. Because it is an overwhelming event, and it did impact the person's mental and emotional stability. Many of us, even on a larger level, because we experienced death of loved ones, or the vicarious trauma of the medical community, who have had to watch and try to work and save millions of people from the COVID, the coronavirus of 2019. So what I would like you all to keep an open mind is, because as we progress throughout this, some of the individuals will be people who are on the road to recovery from their mental health issues. And there will be inmates who are actually in the prison system who are dealing with their situations and see where they turn their lives around, where they're learning about their worldview and how and why things happen the way they happened, you know, and how they can be accountable and responsible for who they are today and what they've done in the past and how they're healing from it. Because there was bad behavior, but there was unmet needs somewhere. And I'm willing to say 9 times out of 10, a lot of childhood trauma, abuse, neglect, molestation, domestic violence. Many of us have experienced those things, or seen those things, or lived through those things. So I'm hoping everybody will take the time to help get a little bit more educated around the mental states of being. Hopefully we will get you to start being advocates and using your voice more. And understand that there's a desire and a need to change what's been going on in this country to other human beings, whether it's psychiatric hospitals, prisons, school systems, or any other institution. So with that, I hope that this kind of helps explain a little bit more about what Voice to the Voices is about and some of the things that we will cover. Feel free to reach out with any questions, any thoughts, any concerns. As I go through this, you will hear more of my story. You will hear more about who I am. And you will hear more of my amazing journey. And you will also hear more of my advocacy work and the work that I am trying to do going forward. You will hear more about how I became more self-aware. So with that, I'm going to say good night. And hope you all are tuned in again. Cindy Fisher, September 25th. Time to be announced. Thank you.